and welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara in studio, filling in for Brandon Peoples for today, tomorrow, Monday, and I'll probably be doing some stuff on the weekend here and there as needed. Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass. As a little bit of programming note, later in the show, we'll have General Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council to talk about an assortment of topics, partially deployments and partially changes of commands going on at Fort Riley. To start off the show, we'll have some folks from NBAF, but before I introduce them, I don't usually do this, Dave, but I wanted to take a moment to just say happy anniversary to Lauren at home. This is the only odd time frame when she's probably listening, if she's at all. She's currently working for NASA right now, doing some very interesting work for them. So happy 11 years.
11 years?
Yeah, I love you. I'm thanks for sticking out with me.
Wow. Congratulations to both of you.
Yeah, it's been interesting, that's for sure. It's been an interesting time, some distance in there, but it's been nice. It's been really nice.
Absolutely. Well, she's a smart one, isn't she?
Yeah, she's doing some proofs regarding automatic flight systems for NASA right now. So way beyond my capabilities. just blows me away that she's doing this sort of stuff.
Well, you guys are cute together, so congratulations.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Many more.
And so to actually start off the show on a less personal note, we have folks from NBAF here to talk about numerous issues going on and just introduce some folks that work at the facility as well. We have them on about once a month on the third Thursday of the month. And on the line, we have Dr. Sarah Ziegler. She's NBAF's deputy director. Sarah, hello.
Hello.
We have Dr. Ken Burton, a regular on the program, NBAF coordinator for USDA APHIS. Dr. Burton, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Good morning, Nick, and congratulations on 11 years. That's great.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And, of course, Katie Pulaski, the NBAF communications director. Thanks for being here as well.
Absolutely. Good morning, and, yeah, happy anniversary.
Yeah, we'll see what happens later today. I may sleep for a long time. Who knows? But to start off the show, we're going to get to know Dr. Ziegler here a little bit, NBAF's deputy director. Sarah, when did you come on with NBAF, and talk about a little bit about sort of your background that led you towards this opportunity?
Yeah, thanks, Nick. I've actually been with NBAF. My first day was July 6th, so we're exactly 1 month into this. But I've really been a scientist all my life. My background is a little bit more on the public health side than the agricultural side. So when I was in college, I watched the movie Outbreak, which I'm sure many people have seen. And I said to myself, this is what I want to do. I really want to work in one of those labs. So I know now that those movies and TV shows don't really portray the work we do in high containment accurately. But as a young college student, it looked really exciting.
What?
So with that in mind.
Sorry, pardon me. Continue.
Yeah. So with that in mind, I chose the University of Texas Medical Branch to do my doctoral work in virology because it was the only one in the country that had a biosafety level 4 BSL-4 lab. That's the type of lab where the most dangerous pathogens are studied and where you wear what looks like a spacesuit to work in. So I really loved working in high containment, and I started working in biosafety after I received my degree to help train other scientists to work in the same environment. So I focused on biosafety because I realized how important it is to the science and the impact it could have on the scientists and their work. So biosafety is really making sure scientists are safe with what they are working with, making sure that all the biological material is contained in the lab, and that all the regulations are followed. So for the past 10 years, my career is really focused on BSL-3 and BSL-4 labs and biosafety, biocontainment regulations, and all of the operations that surround that scientific work. So I'm a certified and registered biosafety professional, and I've served as a subject matter expert for high containment operations, biosafety, and select agent regulations. But I've actually been on the NBAF project with USDA as a contractor for 2 years now. So even though I only started a month ago, I've actually been with the project for a long time. So the team and the project, they're not really new to me. So I've been traveling to Manhattan for about once a month since 2018, and when the opportunity presented itself to join NBAF officially, I jumped at the chance, and I enjoy working with the people in the area, and I thought it was an amazing opportunity. So in June, I packed up myself and my 3 kids, and I moved from San Antonio to Manhattan, relocated here. My mom relocated as well. We bought some houses, and we're settling into the community.
Very good. And I imagine coming into a new position, having familiarity just makes it a lot much easier.
Absolutely. I really was able to hit the ground running.
And you mentioned Outbreak. I just have to know, what particularly about the film really inspired you to get into this line of work?
I just thought it was really exciting, the way that they did their research, the outfits, being able to go out in a community and, save lives and things like that.
Very cool. And you're the deputy director there. And once NBAF is fully operational, what exactly does that entail in regards to your work?
As the deputy director, I will have three teams that report to me directly. And so that's the facilities group, the animal resources group, and the biorisk management unit.
And
so the facility unit is in charge. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Continue. I was going to ask you to expand more on sort of the different factors or aspects you'll be playing in each of those different areas you mentioned.
Absolutely. So the facilities groups, they're in charge of the building and making sure it's running correctly. Maintenance is being performed. Any repairs are being made. They're responsible for the physical areas of the containment. Now, that's really a big oversimplification of their duties because, as you know, MBAF is a massive building on a very large campus. So the facilities team is one of the biggest, if not the biggest team on campus. And we have lots of highly trained and qualified staff in the group. It's been really exciting getting to know them and to help them with the work they're doing. The animal resources unit, though, is in charge of caring for the animals and really anything to do with the management of the animals at MBAF. So I understand that Dr. Maggie Benke was on the show last month with Dr. Burton and Katie talking about her role. So she's in the process of filling out her team with veterinarians and animal care staff to care for the animals at MBAF. And then we have the biorisk management unit. And so they're in charge of biosafety, biosecurity, and regulatory compliance for the facility. So it's really exciting to work with that team, as I've known many of the team for years. They have a very important role in ensuring the safety and compliance of the containment areas and all the work being done with biological material. So they're going to be delivering all the training and inspecting areas, as well as doing risk assessments for NBAF.
All very pivotal roles at the organization there. And as we mentioned, you're the deputy director. What difference in roles will you have with NBAF director Dr. Alfonso Clavillo? And how will you perhaps collaborate or divide duties in regards to those units as well as maybe some others?
Absolutely. So my role is really focused on operations and safety. So I work with Dr. Clavijo to ensure that the operations and the support units are effectively supporting the scientific mission and ensuring safety in all the work we do. So I interact and collaborate with all the teams at NBAF to ensure we have cohesive operations for the scientific mission and make sure all the functional units have the resources they need to do their job. So I'll also be in regular communication with our scientists to make sure they're getting the support they need from other groups to carry out NBAF's mission. So a lot of my role is collaborating across units and making sure that everyone has what they need to get things done.
Speaking with folks from the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility, Dr. Sarah Ziegler, and there's a lot of work going on inside the facility now, and I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the various safety systems that you'll be in part overseeing. What is sort of the work that is going on behind the scenes to complete construction?
So my teams right now are really busy during this time of maximum telework. So they are continuing to hire lots of key positions in the building. They're writing standard operating procedures, programs, and plans. They're also developing training for scientists to work in containment spaces. And right now, really a big push is in the purchasing of all of the equipment, supplies, and consumables that's going to be needed to fit out MBAF once we move in.
And as you mentioned, you've had experience in other universities and organizations with BSL 3 and 4 labs. What makes NBAF unique in comparison?
So one of the many unique things at NBAF is really the diversity of the leadership team. It's diverse in gender, ethnicity, cultural backgrounds, and in many other ways. It's really exciting to see so many women in both leadership and scientific roles at NBAF. At other places I've worked, the top levels of leadership have been really overwhelmingly male. So as a single mom of three kids, I have a 15-year-old daughter who's really interested in pursuing a science and medical career. So it's important to me to be a role model for her, my boys, and really other young people to show that careers in science and leadership are attainable for anyone who works hard. So I'm excited to be able to do outreach in the community and local schools to share all the exciting science careers available for students when they grow up in their own backyard at MBEF.
That's actually very important to do that type of outreach. You know, I mentioned Lauren. She does that sort of work through the math department at K-State. And, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that would be interested in getting into these fields, but sometimes they just aren't connected to. So that type of outreach seems really pivotal.
Yeah, and I'm excited to be able to have that opportunity here in Manhattan.
Based on some of your previous experience, why do you think a level 4 BSL lab for livestock is a necessity for USDA?
So MBAF is really a truly one-of-a-kind facility for the U.S. with its ability to work with livestock and BSL-4 laboratories. Because MBAF will provide the first high-containment BSL-4 facility for livestock in the U.S., we will no longer be dependent on other countries for this. So MBAS scientists will be able to study livestock diseases at the highest level of containment that have potential to cause high mortality, devastating economic impacts, and public health implications. So MBAS is going to be a critical component of USDA priority. That is the development of animal vaccines and other countermeasures for the detection of diseases that threaten livestock and other animals and food from our nation's farm and fields.
You mentioned that we were sort of reliant on some other nations in regards to this type of research in the past. What sort of nations would we look to previously before this facility gets completed? Where were we going to get this type of information and knowledge?
So there are other BSL-4s in the world outside the U.S. who do this kind of work with agriculture. I know there's one in Canada. There's also one in England as well.
All right. And, you know, it's 9:19. I think it's a good time for our first break of the morning. We're going to come back, talk more with Dr. Sarah Ziegler, Dr. Ken Burton, and Katie Pulaski from the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.